When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, and it's been a minute. Spencer Fearon, how's things?
I'm all good, you know. I'm all good. Doing my bits and bobs, so I'm good. You know what I mean? Big up, hype, energy drink. You know how it goes. But yeah, I'm good.
Well, that'll be the thumbnail then, Spencer. Let's jump to last Friday night. Let's jump all the way to Saudi Arabia and talk about it. The reason why I want to talk about it is because when this fight was announced against Joshua Ngannou, I jumped on a call with you on a Zoom call like this, and I think your exact words were grotesque mismatch. Now, I spoke to loads of people in the game, loads of people in the industry, and I don't think many had picked it to be that easy or be a mismatch like that. I think many people thought that Joshua would get him out of there, but it would be in maybe rounds 9, 10, 11, 12. I think you were the only one to call it an absolute mismatch, and you were right.
Of course I was right. No, let's be real. You know, I'm going to tell you why. Because people do not study history. If you study history, my friend, right, there is nothing new under the sun and there is nothing old under the moon. And this is factual. This is just me telling you how it is, Mr. McCart, because you're putting Anthony Joshua in with a man, right, that fought an under par Tyson for many different reasons, right? Okay? He was under par, regardless whether his legs are gone or maybe the hard fights that he's had with Deontay Wilder are telling his toll on him. We don't know. Or the fact that he just didn't take Francis Ngannou that serious because psychologically he's thinking, he's an MMA guy, come on. And his own words was like, it's like a table tennis player versus a tennis player, right? And I'm Djokovic. These were Tyson Fury's words. If you study history, right? Here was a man in 1956, Pete Rademacher, who challenged Floyd Patterson for the heavyweight championship of the world in 57. In 56, he was the Olympic gold medalist, right? So many moons ago, right? It was like 80 years ago. Mad, right? Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, you know what I mean? When you look at it and you look at it to be realistic, 70 years ago, when you look at it and you're being realistic about it, you're looking at it and you're saying to yourself, when this man fought Floyd Patterson destroyed him, mm-hmm. right? And this was an Olympic heavyweight champion, right? Lennox Lewis couldn't just have turned professional after being Olympic gold medalist and had fought the reigning world champion at the time, who was Mike Tyson. He couldn't do it. You need to be groomed into these things, right? This is how it goes. You need to be groomed. And he wasn't groomed enough, even though he put up a fantastic performance against Tyson Fury. And a lot of people romanticized with the backdrop of his story, which is absolutely excellent. It's one of the best stories that we could ever hear. But then you've got to be realistic. And Anthony Joshua throws bombs. Anthony Joshua can punch. The only problem that we've had in the past with Anthony Joshua was that he had an enemy within. And like I said, if you have no enemy within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. And we witnessed that on Friday. So everyone said, oh, well, you really called it. You really called it. I'm just rubbing it into people's faces because I'm trying to see you. Like, when you're talking about this sport that I have profusely watched and studied for over 46 years, these little whippersnappers want to talk to me? Come on, man. You don't know how to study this thing. And not only that, but everyone knows I've got a photographic memory. So when it comes to dates, and I'm uncanny. But that's not the point. I know what I know. And Anthony Joshua is a bad, bad guy, right? Because no one can't tell you he had demons to overcome. And imagine, so Boxer Size Ben helped him. Boxer Size Ben is now called Exorcise Ben because he actually helped Anthony Joshua exorcise the demons within. And it was very, very spectacular. And everybody's talking about it right now. So both men should be commended. But I've got to pick up Anthony Joshua more so than anything because he just went out there and done the business.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Ben Davidson connection. Obviously, you mentioned that he's brought this, you know, that enemy within Joshua, he's brought that out and got rid of it, I think, as well, like you said. And the connection is brilliant because that fight week with Joshua, I was lucky enough to be out in Saudi Arabia. And that fight week, it seemed like, I hate saying this, the old Joshua that from his early career, he seemed happy. He was loose. He was joking. He was playing around. He was just, you know what I mean? He wasn't tense. Everything seemed more relaxed. And I think that showed in his performance how easily he sort of dismantled Ngannou. So just in Ben Davidson has said to me that he can right that wrong against Usyk. Eddie Hearn has said Joshua is the baddest man on the planet, even with them two losses against Usyk. So I'll ask this question, Spencer. Is Ben Davidson and this team up with Ben Davidson and Lee Wiley for Joshua, obviously now Joshua has exercised that demons, as you say, can he defeat Usyk if they face each other in the trilogy?
It would not be easy for him to do that. Right, I'm not going to get carried away. Otto Wallen, I'm going to be real with you, right? I'm not going to be, oh, yes, this. No, I have to be real. I don't care if anybody wants to take offense to it. I have to speak my mind. The Anthony Joshua that I saw on the weekend, yeah, would beat the Usyk that fought Daniel Dubois. In fact, the Anthony Joshua I saw on the weekend would actually knock out the Usyk that fought Daniel Dubois. I'm going to be real with you, right? Because there was something integral that was missing from Anthony Joshua, right? There wasn't, when he was fighting, there wasn't an honesty there. And maybe it was the honesty with the energies that were surrounding him, but there was something properly integral there. Majorly because, I believe, with Ben Davidson, they both were on their Pilgrim's Progress together because they both had something to prove. And going out to Ben Davidson was nervous going into that ring. It was like he was fighting. That's a good thing, right? Because that apprehension and that fear that was in his gut at that time would make him, and this is no disrespect to Ben, is not a greatly experienced coach. Right? But in the basics, he's very good at. In the fundamentals, very good at. And the only reason he's very good at those fundamentals because he don't know nothing else for now. As he gets older, he is, no doubt. And he's diligent, right? So on the basic of what Anthony Joshua, if Anthony Joshua sticks to the basics, let's not try to reinvent the wheel. What is it that Anthony Joshua does good? He's athletic and he can hit. Right? So we don't need to try and overly jazz. Let's move 3 centimeters to the left and then throw a little pokey shot and let's do... No. He's not trying to be Bernard Hopkins here. Right? Be who you are. And when you are who you're meant to be, then the world obviously will see. And that's what we got on the weekend. And that was it. And I think it's a great link up simply because Anthony Joshua's taken a bit from here, a bit from there, a bit from... So he's taken... Robert McCracken was his hub, right?
Mm-hmm.
He done bits with Angel Fernandez, right? Who was underqualified for that position. And that's the... I'm telling you the truth. And that's not me knocking Angel Fernandez. Angel Fernandez is going to come good. He's got Richard React one now. You know what I mean? He's got a great chance to shock everybody with Fraser Clark. But right now, you ain't proven nothing. But what Ben Davison has done, he got a crash course at the top high octane level by being with Tyson Fury at Tyson Fury's most dullest. Mm. At the time where he was at that dark moment where the clouds were out and he was with him. And he must have been able to pick up things because Tyson Fury is a grandmaster. So you're going to go to a grand... What are you going to show Tyson Fury? I'm going to be real. What is Ben Davison going to show Tyson Fury? The difference is, because Tyson Fury was most probably born out of his mother's womb with boxing gloves on. Anthony Joshua wasn't. Anthony Joshua was a person that strolled into, in late teens, strolled into a boxing gym because of his cousin Benga, and says, right, I want to go do this. So it's not the same. That intensity of love that is in most guys who grew up around boxing is not inside Anthony Joshua. But you know what? He's starting to get it now because I hear when he's talking now and he's actually romanticizing with the sport and he's got guys around him now that have got him watching things. Lee Wiley, good guy because he's like kind of technical guy, breaking down stuff. He's got to watch things now.
Mm.
And he's comprehending the things that are being taught to him by Ben. Right? It's quite simple. You're big, you're strong, you're athletic. Let's clap out, guys. And that's what he's doing.
Mm, you mentioned Tyson Fury there, and I will say this. He was ringside watching that. Now, you're Tyson Fury. What's going through your mind after witnessing that brutal...
I don't know. Devastation? I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of Tyson Fury. I know Tyson Fury. But I know his dad way better than I know Tyson Fury. I can't speak on behalf of Tyson Fury.
Let me ask you this question then, Spencer. After these... You know yourself as an ex-fighter and being in the game for so long, you're only as good as your last fight. Okay?
But you're not.
That's what I'm saying. That's what people say. Though. But let me just say...
But you're not, though.
Okay, well, who's the favourite then? Now, with the sort of... Where they are in their careers and their last performances, who's the favourite going into this Joshua and Tyson Fury fight?
If it was to the purist of the sport?
Yeah, to the purist.
Then I'm going to explain to you. To the purist of the sport, then Tyson Fury is still the favourite going into this fight. Okay. Purist, we're dealing with the purity of something, then Tyson is a favorite. But to the general public, Anthony Joshua is a triumphant favorite going into this fight. And that's how you want to, what you want, how you want to measure up and how you want to look at it.
Mm. Definitely, but Fury has to get past Usyk. And since you made a great, great pick for this Joshua and Ngannou, and let's see if you can do it again. Fury Usyk, mm-hmm. What's happening, Spence?
It's in 2 months' time, right?
Yeah, May 18th, yeah. 2 months, yeah.
Right. It's in 2 months' time. It depends what Tyson Fury's got left. I'm going to be real with you.
Mm.
And it really does depend because, like, I don't like when guys get too philosophical. When they get too philosophical in their rhetoric... I like to watch these things. Then I'm like, nah, bro. I don't like that. You mean, I want to see you be obnoxious. Right? Because that, to me, that's when you got the fight inside of you. Because there's a great chance of maturity. I will still pick Tyson Fury to beat Usyk. Right? But because it's going to be a greatly... technical fight, we're going to be dealing with a high level of skill. And in my mind, I still believe that Tyson Fury can do a little bit more than what Usyk can do. Right? Usyk can't box orthodox completely for a complete fight. Can't do that. Tyson Fury can. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. Right? And it depends what Tyson Fury turns up. Because I believe that Tyson Fury could comprehensively outpoint Usyk. Comprehensively. Not because of his size, neither. Because when people say, oh, because he's the bigger guy and a good bigger will always be a good. No. It's because he's technically sound. And when he's on it, and because he's so technically sound, then Tyson Fury should come out victorious. So I would pick Tyson Fury.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On points, but Tyson Fury needs to really dig deep into himself. He really needs that kind of sabbatical, kind of maybe he needs to lock himself in a dark room for 5 days or something, but he's going to have to go do something, right? And I really do believe that Tyson Fury can do that because technically he's superb. He is superb.
What do you make of his weight? Obviously, he looks very, very slender and slim going into
the... I like that.
Right. You like that?
Yeah, I do. I like that. I like that because Tyson Fury would always look fleshy around the love handles and everything else. And all that is showing to the world is that he is taking this so serious. Right? And as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing. Tyson Fury is very agile. His IQ level is very, very high. Very high IQ level. And he can do things that a man his size isn't meant to do. And because of that, then I could see him coming out victorious. But I don't think the fight's going to be easy because it's going to be a chess match. And when you see two great guys who are at it in a chess match, you know what I mean? It's one move and it could be checkmate. It's one of those kind of ones.
I agree there. Going on to Francis Ngannou now, Spencer, can he stick around in this boxing world?
I believe so. I believe he can. I still think he's got tons to offer. But would he want to? Listen, the real backdrop, the realness of this whole thing, Andrew, is the fact that Francis Ngannou came from adverse poverty. Right? Mm-hmm. You've seen where he's come from, what he's done. So he should be commended. Commended in the space of... Was it 6 months? He's made over $30 million. Come on, man.
Easy.
He's won. Forget about everything else. He's won. He can go back to Cameroonian style. You know what I mean? He can buy all the lions and tigers he wants. He can go back in style. He's good. He's good, man. As far as I'm concerned, that is a monumental, beautiful story. Mm. And yeah, the guy's won. Seriously, I'm just keeping it 100. But he was there talking about times where he borrowed money from Usman. That Usman felt embarrassed that he mentioned it. And like everything else to keep him afloat and this, that, and all the rest of it. And to see like all of that and to see what he's gone on to accomplish with the accolades of the Tyson Fury fight, with the fact that he has his prize fighting, he's earned fantastically well. You know what I mean, there is nothing but praise for the guy, and I congratulate
Joshua. Then obviously he wants to stay busy. He's had four fights in, I think, less than a calendar year, 362 days, I think it was. Now Usyk's tied up, Fury's tied up, Zhang and the Parker, they need their set for their rematch. Who do you want for Joshua? I'm guessing Joshua would like to be out in maybe June, summertime, maybe. Yeah. Does Hergovich make sense for you? Is Hergovich the most likely person to face Joshua?
I'm going to be real with you, yeah? I'm going to be totally real with you. Hergovich is a good fight, but I want to see him fight Hergovich for the vacant IBF. What I believe was going to happen is this, right? Similar to when Lennox Lewis beat Evander Holyfield, what was that, November 13th, 1999. Wow. It's like 25 years since we haven't had an undisputed champion, right? And when Lennox Lewis beat Evander Holyfield, the WBA put pressure on on Lennox Lewis for him to go and fight John Ruiz, who was their number one challenger for the belt. Lennox Lewis turned it down. I think he got paid $1 million by Don King, and he was going to get stripped of the title, so he relinquished that crown. But he was still recognized as the undisputed heavyweight champion. So it didn't matter the fact that the WBA took away the crown from him, because you're still recognized. So whoever wins come May the 18th is going to be seen as the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. So it doesn't matter whether or not you get stripped of a crown or a title or anything else. It doesn't matter, because you are going to be seen as a heavyweight champion. Yeah. Similar to when Muhammad Ali got stripped of his heavyweight championship of the world, and our great nation of the British Board of Boxing Control refused to recognize any other champions until Ali came out of retirement and fought Joe Frazier in March of 1971. So it's going to be like that. You're the guy. Whoever wins that, you're the undisputed champion. We don't care that you get stripped of the titles, similar to what's happened to Terence Crawford recently when the IBF took away his crown to give it to Bruce Innis. We don't care about that, Boots. Well done and all the rest of it, but Terence Crawford still undisputed champion. Do you get what I'm trying to say? And also, Turki Alshik's making a special belt that must cost millions and millions of pounds, but he's made a special belt, so whoever wins, right. And I also do believe that what will happen is the winner of that fight will be seen as, not to sound blasphemous, but will be seen as the god or the Thanos of world boxing, right? And they'll have all the rings. And regardless that one of the Infinity Stones are gone, it doesn't matter, because you have all of the power. Mm-hmm. And the fragmented titles will be that Hergovic and Anthony Joshua could get on in a year. But within that time, Anthony Joshua still needs a tickover fight. And as far as I'm concerned, there is no more better tickover fight than to see Anthony Joshua versus Dillian White.
He's back, baby. Dillian's back Sunday night.
Yeah. I think that'll be good. And right now, Dillian will be a massive underdog going into that fight, but it'd be proper bad blood. So people would be interested to see that fight, because you know what you're going to get with Dillian White. Dillian White's coming to have it with you. So yeah, that's the fight, because it should have happened last year. It didn't happen because of the failed drug test, which is now being cleared from. So if that's the case, it was good enough to fight then. So let's have that fight now. I'd like to see that.
Well, he's fighting on Sunday night. He's making his return to the ring Sunday.
Yeah, sorry. Who shows that?
It's I don't know, but I think it's just an Irish promoter. It's out in County Mayo, a place called Castle Bar. So it's right on the sort of like the west coast of Ireland, right on the west coast. He's fighting Christian Hammer, who I think his last fight was against Joe Joyce, knocked out 2 years ago. He was knocked out by Joe Joyce two years ago. So, yeah, it's to get Dillian back in winning. Well, I think it's just getting back in the ring. And I agree with you. I would like to see the Joshua. I think the bad blood is there. Again, if you want to say it's one from the amateurs, one from the pros, there is that rubber match.
I just want to see that fight.
Exactly. So what do you make of his ring return and him sort of being cleared from that sort of, was it contaminated substance, I think it was?
It was a contaminated substance. I didn't speak nothing on it this time. right? Last time it happened, I was out there vehemently shouting in my mouth. I said, I'm not saying one word. Me and Dylan didn't even speak within that time. I said, you must be going through whatever you're going through. I don't be following you in China. I'm like, you know what I mean? I wish you nothing but the best, though. And it's good that he's been cleared. Now he's back. Let's see. Let him get through successfully on the weekend. Oh, there's other fights there for him as well. But I would like to see Anthony Joshua and Dylan White. I'd like to see that fight because it was muted to happen last year. It didn't happen. Let it happen now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Eddie would like to make that fight, Spencer. I'll end on this one because I think it's. I think since we're on the heavyweight division, I want to get your thoughts on Joseph Parker. I mean, after that knockout loss to Joe Joyce and to do what he's done, Jilly Zhang and Wilder, and his team up with Andy Lee and whatnot, I just want to get your thoughts on Joseph Parker's performance against Jilly Zhang at the weekend.
I thought Joseph Parker was excellent. I really was on a roll because I tipped him to win on points. So Friday night, I was properly on a roll. Big up Spencer Brown as well. He was elated. We was doing our watch along, me and Tunde, and we said, what's your prediction? I said, I got Parker to win on points. And he done really, really well because he got clipped. He got knocked down twice.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I want people to know. In boxing, right, it is better to look busy and do nothing than to do nothing and be busy. Do you understand? Proper semantics there. Zilly Zhang had him knocked over and was walking down, Chinese power, and just thought, my mere presence, I'm going to land one on you sooner or later. But he didn't throw it. Joseph Parker gets knocked down, looked busy, was throwing hard shots. I know Joseph Parker used to watch Roy Jones, right? And he'd pop out shots, and what they were doing, they weren't even stealing the rounds because Zilly Zhang wasn't doing enough. So that's why he won the fight. And it was, as far as I'm, and it wasn't a robbery. I had seen a lot of people online say, it was a robbery. No, you're just scoring a knockdown. So let's score the other integral parts of the fight where somebody wasn't doing anything. And the other guy was. I think Joseph Parker is the most improved heavyweight in the world today. And I also say that Joseph Parker is better than when he lost to Anthony Joshua when he was WBO champion. Fair play to Joseph Parker and his team. And me, Andy Lee's good mates. I like Andy Lee a lot. He's a good guy. So I'm really, really happy for him. And Joseph Parker's actually a beautiful human being. So yeah, good luck to him, man.
Definitely. I echo that as well. Spence, I do appreciate your time as always, man. It's been a minute since I've spoke to you and I always love listening to you when you break down dates and history and past fights and whatnot. And listen, with this heavyweight scene right now, there's going to be more and more craziness, if you want to call it. I don't know. It just seems like the landscape is changing every time there's a big, massive heavyweight fight. So it's going to be... You'll see my face more often. How's that on a Zoom call?
Well, you know what? Like I said, it's a great time for boxing right now. It's a great time for boxing. And also, people got to be realistic with this sport. But what's happening right now in Saudi Arabia, yeah, it is such a breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? Because there's certain fights that are being made. I'm looking around my house to think if Spencer Brown is above my house and giving this information to Turkey, I'll shake. Because the certain things are just... it's a great time. It's really, really good. You know what I mean? That with the fights that we said we'd like to see, we're actually getting to see them. And the major thing is this. Everything comes from the heavyweights and it trickles down, right? And if the heavyweight division is in a bad state, then the whole of boxing is in a bad state. But what happened was is this. In 10 years from now, 15, 20 years from now, we're going to look back at this time and say, this was actually a really good time for heavyweight boxing. It was a kind of golden era. And especially after the performances, the two performances that we got from Anthony Joshua, and with Tyson Fury doing his bits, it's like this world is swings and roundabouts. Because a few years ago, everybody was saying that Tyson Fury was going to be the comprehensive winner if he was to go and face Tyson Fury, right? And I'm sorry that... Tyson Fury would be the comprehensive winner if he was to face Anthony Joshua. Now, everyone's like, ooh. And this is how people are so fair with, because now everyone's like, Joshua will bash Fury, And I'm saying, like, study this thing properly. And are you making your decisions on boxing from emotional act from the emotional aspect or you make it through intelligence. And then we'll see. And sometimes it could actually be emotional intelligence. We never mind. But it is what it is. And on that note, my friend, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. You know what I mean? To talk to you, my bro. And lastly, let me just big up Save One Life Charity and also 313 Al Medina for all the great charitable work that they're doing, especially over Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum. Love.
Well done, Spencer. And yeah, good to speak to you again, brother. And listen, like I said, I'll speak to you soon, my man.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Spence. Thank you, mate.
Sports Social Podcast Network.